DOJ unmasks inconsistencies in Fannie Willis's use of federal grant funds. By Wendell Hasebo on April 11, 2024. The Justice Department said Friday it unmasked inconsistencies in Fulton County Prosecutor Fannie Willis's use of federal grant funds, confirming whistleblower allegations. Willis previously fired the whistleblower who alleged the Fulton County office mishandled $488,000 of federal grant money to pay for swag, computers, and travel. It's that same grant that the Justice Department's Office of Justice Programs now says is plagued with reporting discrepancies from Willis's office, the Washington Free Beacon's Andrew Kerr reported Wednesday. The Justice Department did not provide any further details on the nature of Willis's reporting inconsistencies on the $488,000 federal grant, which was earmarked for the creation of a Center for Youth Empowerment and Gang Prevention in Atlanta. The grant ended in September 2023, but the center never opened. The Justice Department is coordinating with Willis's office to fix the grant reporting inconsistencies amid an ongoing House Judiciary Committee investigation into Willis's use of federal grant funds. Committee Chairman Representative Jim Jordan, R., Ohio, subpoenaed Willis in early February for records related to the $488,000 federal grant and the whistleblower allegations made by former Willis staffer Amanda Timpson, who was listed as the grant director until the district attorney abruptly fired her in January 2022. Jordan threatened to hold Willis in contempt of Congress on March 14 after the district attorney responded to his subpoena with a narrow set of documents that had nothing to do with Timpson's whistleblower allegations. Willis wrote in response that Jordan's demands were unreasonable and uncustomary and suggested his investigation was an effort to derail her election interference case against former President Donald Trump. In a Friday statement published Wednesday, a DOJ spokeswoman admitted to the Beacon that inconsistencies appeared during its review of Willis' office. During our review of the award to respond to this inquiry, we have noticed some inconsistencies in what Fulton County has reported to the federal subaward reporting system, and we are working with them to update their reporting accordingly, the spokeswoman said. The review of Willis federal funds is the latest scandal to consume her office while she prosecutes former President Donald Trump. In March, Willis' ex-lover and fellow prosecutor Nathan Wade resigned from the Trump case in March, handing the former president a political victory. Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee found the former lover's relationship produced no actual conflict that would force Willis from the case. In February, Breitbart News reported the Biden administration has a Democrat operative inside a Fulton County office to target Trump. If the Biden administration planted the operative, as the sources say, it would present a strong argument that the administration interfered in the 2024 presidential election. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.